Hello and welcome to the Profitable Rental Podcast by Landlord Studio. I'm Logan Ransley again, co-founder of Landlord Studio, property management and accounting software designed for small to mid-sized portfolio landlords. In our very last podcast episode for the season, we have Mason here, Mason Mello from Sure Insurance, special guest today. He is the VP of sales at Sure, and we'll be getting into sort of all the nuances and getting some insight into discussing what renter's insurance is, what it covers, what it doesn't cover, and I guess the benefits of renter's insurance for both tenants, but also for landlords as well, for you listening today, and why it's important to probably consider that when you're getting new tenants into your property. Welcome, Mason.
Thanks for having me, Logan. Thrilled to be here. Looking forward to the discussion.
And it is your first ever podcast episode, I heard.
Yeah, first ever podcast. Hopefully not the last, so we'll see how it goes.
I want to jump straight into it. Why don't you just hit us with a 30-second pitch on who Sure is and, yeah, what you guys do?
So at a high level, Sure is a technology company at our core. What we do is we help essentially power digital insurance programs for some of the largest brands and carriers on the planet. So just to give you an idea, you know, on the enterprise side of our business, we've helped build and launch custom insurance programs for the likes of Toyota, MasterCard, even Farmers Insurance on the carrier side. On the other end of our business, our Connect business, which is what I help lead here, more of our SMB offering. That's where we have off-the-shelf, readily available insurance products for our partners, such as Landlord Studio, to leverage. Renter's insurance and home warranty being two key components of that offering. Really excited for the conversation today and thrilled to be working with you, Logan, and the rest of the team.
Yeah, appreciate it. Didn't actually know you did the enterprise stuff. That's a new thing that I've just learned, so it's quite interesting. On the sort of consumer side, why don't you give us a little bit of insight into, I guess, what renter's insurance is and particularly the product that we've integrated with into Landlord Studio. What does it cover? And I guess, what are the benefits for, I guess, tenants and landlords?
From our perspective, I know we're biased, but we say and we think renter's insurance is one of the smartest investments any resident can make during their lease. From a high level, Logan, it's going to help cover things like you and your personal property from the unexpected. Right? Things such as fire, lightning, hail, vandalism, the list goes on and on. It's also going to help cover things like theft and damage to your personal property, additional living expenses if your unit becomes uninhabitable. Even on top of that, can help cover medical bills in the event someone were to injure themselves on your property. And one of the most common misconceptions with renter's insurance is that people think the actual coverage is confined to your actual unit and the boundaries of your respective, you know, apartment or home or what have you. But interestingly enough, most renter's insurance policies, let's say you were to bring your laptop to a coffee shop, which we find very common in today's remote world, and let's say that laptop were to be stolen. Typically speaking, with the standard renter's insurance policy, that personal property coverage will cover that theft. So it's an extremely valuable product for the resident. And then to touch on the tail end of your question, Logan, what coverage it gives the landlord, it helps ensure or helps give that landlord an extra layer of coverage so that they can sleep well at night knowing the resident has coverage for their personal property. But most importantly, the landlord can know that their tenants all have liability coverage included in their policy.
Nice. And we actually have a partner specifically for landlord insurance. And I guess just sort of diving into that a little bit more, for a landlord asking, you know, today, what is the difference between me getting landlord insurance, which covers some of the property and a lot of the damage, etc., versus the tenant or us requiring that the tenant gets renter's insurance, for instance, what would be the benefit for me as a landlord?
I would say the main benefit to you as the landlord, Logan, is going to be just in relation to that liability coverage I mentioned. So a renter's insurance policy is typically going to have some sort of limit of liability or a liability coverage, rather. Same thing for a landlord insurance policy. So let's say in the event one of your tenants causes damage, you as a landlord would much rather prefer your tenant to file a claim on their renter's insurance policy on the liability piece to help cover that damage versus you having to file a claim on your own policy, which, as we all know, with any insurance policy, when you file a claim, that premium is more than likely going to increase. So in short, It lets you as the landlord sleep well at night knowing you have that extra layer of coverage and knowing that your residents also have the personal property coverage that they need to obviously live throughout the duration of their lease with the protection that they obviously, you know, need to have for all of their belongings.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. And it's something we've sort of baked into the flow now, because a lot of landlords that know about renters insurance do actually require it as a part of their lease details. So we've actually sort of built that into the flow to help landlords then sort of request either a copy of renters insurance as a part of their lease, or give them a really easy way to purchase it, which is where we've sort of built the Sure app experience into Landlord Studio, which is awesome.
On that note, Logan, that's a perfect example of really what Sure seeks out to do. We really try to bring that insurance purchase to be when it's most contextually relevant for the end consumer. In this case, for the renter, around the time they're moving in, right, during the onboarding process, we try to, you know, here at Sure, we try to leverage our technology to embed and distribute that insurance product when it's most top of mind. And that's why our partnership with Landlord Studio is a perfect example of that, allowing the resident to purchase coverage when they're being onboarded, and allowing the landlord on the home warranty front to even purchase home warranty coverage within their maintenance portal. Really bringing that insurance distribution to when it's most contextually relevant for the consumer.
Sort of heard some of these terminologies like liability cover, loss of use coverage. So it's sort of like these terms that are used within the policy itself. So could you sort of elaborate on some of those terms and what are some of the key terms that I guess renters need to be aware of and what they mean, etc.?
Absolutely. Liability coverage, depending on who you're asking, is going to be one of the most important coverages within a standard renter's insurance policy. The liability coverage that is included with most renter's insurance policies is actually the main reason why landlords require this. Liability coverage is going to help cover anything in the event of damage to the property. Let's say the tenant accidentally causes a fire and it causes significant damage to the actual unit. That would be covered under your personal liability coverage. It's also going to cover things like medical liability. So to give you an example, Logan, let's say you have some friends over, one of your friends brings a plus one, and that person happens to slip and fall and cause some sort of severe injury. That person technically could, you know, sue you, and it would actually help cover those attorney fees with that respective lawsuit, and also help cover the medical bills for the respective injury. So there's a tremendous amount of value as to what it gives the renter. And when you look at how affordable the product is, it's, you know, from our eyes, a no-brainer. And then to touch on the second part that you mentioned, Logan, about additional living expenses, in the event your unit becomes uninhabitable, let's say that fire causes so much damage that you can't even live there, a renter's insurance policy can actually help cover your living expenses to stay in a hotel or stay somewhere else while that unit is repaired. Just another layer of protection it gives you as the resident.
I mean, you've sort of answered this already, but an argument that we hear all the time, especially from tenants, is, you know, I don't have anything worth insuring. I don't have enough worth insuring. So I guess what would your response be to them, and why should the tenants care, and how should they actually think about this as an investment rather than just thinking about their belongings that they're insuring?
It's a good question, Logan. Ironically, you know, or to find humor in it, I live in Los Angeles. So if I had a nickel for every time I saw a new Wayfair package on my neighbor's doorsteps, I think I'd be a very wealthy man, right? And I think that's a perfect example of how people don't really understand or realize just how valuable their personal belongings are. When you look at your furniture, your electronics, even your personal collections, that value quickly adds up. And from the tenant's perspective, they always say like, it won't happen to me. This will never happen to me. And that's what insurance is all about, helping cover you from the unexpected. I personally believe it is one of the most beneficial safety nets that you can get as a resident, regardless of whether you live in an apartment, a single family home, or anything else. And one would be surprised, right? You always think, this won't happen to me, but you know, life's unpredictable, right? And it's always important for any resident or any tenant to make sure that they're prepared for any sort of unforeseen accident or unforeseen damage to their property, or in the event somebody hurts themselves on their property. It's a mutually beneficial type of product.
And what's the sort of cost that tenants are paying for an insurance policy? Where does it start? How much does it start at?
Typically speaking, a renter is going to pay, depending on their financial needs, like for our product and our program on the renter's insurance front, we're active in all 50 states, right? So it's really going to vary depending on where they are in the United States. from a high level, a resident's going to expect to pay anywhere from like $10 to $15 a month, depending on their financial needs, how much personal property coverage they would like. Also, if they want to add on any additional coverages like earthquake coverage or something of the sort. So it really will depend on that respective resident and their financial needs. But from a high level, it's typically anywhere from about $10 to $15 a month.
Seems a no-brainer, really. And it's not an expensive investment to take out, especially with the unexpected these days. So it makes sense.
And when you, yeah, 100%. And again, I know I'm biased, but you know, we feel it is an extremely valuable product, not just for the resident, but the landlord as well. And that's what's interesting is that a lot of landlords want their tenants to have just liability coverage and that's it. So a lot of them will require some sort of master liability program or something of the sort that just covers the tenant's liability. But interestingly enough, a lot of these liability programs may or may not be more expensive than a standard renter's insurance policy, which has the liability coverage included as well as the personal property protection. Thus, yet another reason why we feel a renter's insurance policy is such a great asset for the renter to have, but also a good layer of protection for the landlord to insure.
And tying it back to the requirements that landlords can get from tenants to take this out, but are there states where landlords can actually just enforce this, and are there states where they can't?
Yeah. Without giving legal advice, I think, yeah, for the, yeah. At a high level, it is something that is becoming increasingly common, Logan. Most landlords or sometimes even a property manager are now requiring renter's insurance. Again, it does tie into them wanting to make sure the residents have liability coverage included, but it is becoming frequently more and more common, I would say, and some landlords even adding it as an addendum in the respective lease that really just states, I, as the resident, will have a renter's insurance policy throughout the duration of my lease term. So short answer is yes.
And have you heard of any sort of horror stories of landlords that haven't required this, where, you know, tenants may have done something and that it's ended up impacting their property, etc.? If you've got one, feel free to share.
I remember a discussion I was having with regards to a potential partner who mentioned they had a tenant who claimed they have a renter's insurance policy, but did not. This respective tenant caused significant damage to the unit through a fire that they caused, which then actually, you know, negatively impacted the property manager because they had to cover the cost because the tenant did not actually have a renter's insurance policy. And that's a big testament to what we're doing with our program with the partners such as yourself, is we really help our clients and their respective landlords bridge the gap between requiring renter's insurance and actually enforcing it through the reporting that we send our partners and the visibility that we give. So that's just one horror story. I'm sure there's a lot more, right? And I could probably think of quite a few, but I think it's just in general, there's a lot of situations that can happen when a tenant causes damage and that property manager, that landlord might think they're covered, but in the event that policy lapses or is inactive, it could ultimately come out of the landlord's pocket. So it's a rather unfortunate situation.
And this podcast is all about, you know, profitability and running a professional business, and you sort of hit the nail on the head right there. You know, if you've got a renter that doesn't have an insurance policy and they cause a fire, that's just going to cause significant cash flow impacts to their property. So, I mean, in summary, really, if a landlord's on the fence, what are you going to say to them?
If a landlord's on the fence, I would say think again and really look at the benefits that renter's insurance provides, not just you as the landlord, but you got to think about the resident experience as well. You'll be able to sleep much better at night knowing you have that extra layer of security, but trickling that down to your tenants, you can know that all of their personal property, all of their precious belongings are covered from the unexpected. So I think that extra layer of security goes a long way, and it also helps make sure that your tenants have a positive experience no matter what happens.
And for landlords sort of listening in today, where can they go to find out about Sure Insurance? I know that we're obviously integrated into the app, so you can find more about it inside Landlord Studio, but if you want to go research Sure, where should they go? How can they find out some more information?
Yeah, feel free to check out our website directly. It's going to be SureApp, SureApp.com. If you'd like to look into our renter's insurance programs in more detail, feel free to navigate to the Solutions tab and go to Connect Renter's Insurance. Also, feel free to look within your dashboard on Landlord Studio, specifically within the Offers tab. There is an option for the renter's insurance integration we have today, as well as the home warranty partnership we stood up earlier this year. Feel free to navigate within Landlord Studio or go to SureApp.com directly, and you can get a little bit more information as to how we operate.
Amazing. Well, thanks everyone for tuning into today's podcast episode. And it's been a really incredible journey through season one of our podcast, from scaling to over 100 units and in just a few years with Christian, and you know, maintaining 0% eviction rate with Kim. We've covered a lot of ground and we're really grateful for everyone who's listened in today. And I hope you've learned a lot throughout this podcast season so far. And so in the next few months, we're going to be diving deeper into sort of end of year tax strategies. So stay tuned and hope you have a good rest of the day. And be sure to check out Sure, hit the subscribe button, follow them on all social channels. And until season two of the Profitable Rental Podcast, we'll see you then. Until next time, have a good day. Cheers.